In our first program, we heard about the 30th anniversary of the flight of the first human in space, Yuri Gagarin. This month, we see another anniversary. Any ideas, Andrew?
Well, perhaps it could involve the first millionaire on the moon?
Could be.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off.
All right, lift off and the clock has started. Yes, sir, reading you loud and clear. This is Freedom 7. The fuel is go, 1.2 G. Cabin at 14 PSI. Oxygen is go. Cabin pressure is holding at 5.5. Cabin holding at 5.5. Okay, it's a lot smoother now, a lot smoother.
Roger.
7 here. Fuel is go, 4G. 5.5 cabin. Oxygen, go! All systems are go!
Well, what was it? 30th anniversary of something, or 25th anniversary of first millionaire in space? What was it, Andrew?
Well, I remember the event quite well, actually. I was a young child at the time, and I was glued to the Voice of America, and I actually heard this go off. It was, of course, Alan Shepard. It was on 1961, on May the 5th. I remember it well because it was my brother's birthday.
From a periscope, what a beautiful view. Cloud cover over Florida, 3 to 4 tenths near the eastern coast. Obscures up through Hatteras. I can see Okeechobee. Identify Andros Island. Identify the reefs. Start retro sequence. In retro attitude, arc green. Control is smooth. Retro one. Very smooth. Retro two. Retro three. All three retros are fired.
Okay, so it was the first flight of an American in space, whereas the one we had a couple of weeks ago was the first flight of a Russian in space. Of course, the difference was, though, that Shepard's flight was just a suborbital flight, just up and down. It wasn't into orbit. But what about the millionaire bit?
Well, as a result of this flight, Shepard, of course, was very famous. He made a number of business contacts and went into business. He made millions of dollars while still remaining an astronaut. So by the time of Apollo 14 in 1971, when he made it to the moon, he was a millionaire, and so became the first and only millionaire to reach the moon.